Iran is dangerous.
L'Iran è pericolosa.
Iran, you know, we believe Iran had a secret military weapons program. Iran must explain to the world why they had a program.
E l'Iran deve spiegare al mondo perché aveva questo programma.
Iran has an obligation to explain to the IAEA why they hid this program from them. Iran is dangerous, and they'll be even more dangerous if they learn how to enrich uranium. I look forward to working with the president to explain our strategy and figure out ways we can work together to prevent this from happening for the sake of world peace.
Meanwhile, the Iranian opposition group that first exposed Iran's nuclear fuel program said that the NIE is correct that Tehran shut down its weapons program in 2003, but claims the program was relocated and restarted in 2004. That claim was made today by the National Council for Resistance in Iraq, or NCRI, which is the political wing of the Mujahideen-e-Khalq. Meanwhile, a former U.S. intelligence official tells the Wall Street Journal that all the intelligence related to the NIE was being reassessed and that information coming from sources like the NCRI would be included. Investigative reporter Douglas France writes extensively about nuclear weapons in his new book, The Nuclear Jihadist. He told WMNF today that nobody knows for certain if Iran is moving towards a nuclear weapons program or not, but says historically, virtually every nation that has ever done so told the world first that they were only building a nuclear civilian program.
Every country in the last 40 years that has developed a nuclear weapon first disguised their development program by claiming it was for civilian purposes. That's true with France. It's true with China, two of the acknowledged and legal nuclear weapon states, if you will. And it's also true of three of the other four, and that would be Israel, which disguised its plant at Dimona as a civilian plant, and Pakistan and India. All three of those countries first claimed to be pursuing nuclear energy to generate electricity and power, just as Iran has been claiming since its secret program was exposed in August of 2002. And the danger here that I think all of these countries illustrate, including Iran as an ongoing danger, is that there is a very thin line between a civilian nuclear program and a military nuclear program. And that thin line involves what you do with the fissile material that you develop for your civilian program and how easy it is to turn that into the core of a nuclear weapon.